Thank you for listening to Internet Boyfriends.
She's jealous, isn't she?
No, I don't think so.
I don't push to the point of insanity. I don't think I'm ever going to prolapse.
We are really bad on staying on top. I fucking apologize to any listeners that think that we're organized in any fucking way.
The Nazis are back, and they're flying over, about to bomb fucking Toronto, duck and cover.
Krampus!
I wish I had a better way of describing that so I didn't sound like a fucking racist.
It's terrible!
As long as I get a laugh and you get a laugh, I think we've been successful, so.
That was my grandmother, you son of a bitch! She didn't splatter like a bag of meat!
I'm telling you what I learned from television and Wikipedia.
She really likes how I say audio.
I know how the internet works.
Internet boyfriends. Intro. What the hell are you going to do? Oh, yeah. So, hey. Hello there. Welcome to this week's Internet Boyfriends. It's a very special week of Internet Boyfriends in a lot of different ways, I think. Because as you may have just heard, we have a new intro made by my buddy Tim Razmovich. Very cool musician. He made us a little intro because I wanted something different, and I asked him, and he came up with it, and I think it sounds great. Ryan heard it. I think you would say that you like it. I don't know what I'm going to do with the, somewhere between that recording and when this episode goes up, I'm going to have to, like, superimpose our bullshit over it, but I like what Timmy did, so.
Yeah.
So, new intro, yay. We have a guest this week, and of course, I'm Joey. With me is the Hooper to my,
Quint.
Sorry, right? Quint. See, that's what I'm saying. I've seen fucking Jaws at least 10 times, and I still don't fucking know that because I just don't pronounce things well. That's what you are. You're Ryan. How's it going?
I'm good. A little, I have a cold, so pardon my sniffling and coughing and flemminess.
Well, that's all right, because you won't be doing all the talking this week. We have our guest, our Brody, to our Hooper.
Sweet and refreshing.
The citrusy flavor, that is Colin.
Hey. I'm not a citrusy flavor.
You are! You're all the citrusy flavor we know and love from Canada. That is what Sanquist is. Ah, Sanquist.
You're not paying me enough.
I know. So
you're getting paid as much as we are. Come on, let's be fair.
I'm joking.
I know.
I'm willing to go so far as to pay you double what we get paid.
I'd go triple. Because I'm Canadian and generous.
Yes. Well, I'm from fucking America, and I can't afford that kind of shit because of the exchange right now. So, anyways,
now you know how we felt.
I always knew how you felt, because down here, I look at magazines and books, and I'm like, hey, I get to pay $6 for this, and you guys have to pay $8. What the fuck's up with that shit? And then I met Ryan, and I was like, hey, what the fuck's up with this shit? And he was like, yeah,
bullshit.
That's what we have to do. It's bullshit. Oh, God. So disorganized, as per usual. Anyways, this is a Q&A episode. I think I'm going to let you take over, Colin, because you are our fucking question master Colin, the man of the hour in charge, or the 45 minutes, depending on how long this is going to turn out to be. Somewhere in there. So, what's up?
Well, I guess I'm hijacking your podcast. That's what's up.
Son of a bitch.
That's okay. I'm not going to go Harrison Ford and or Steven Seagal on you and try to take it back.
Get off my podcast.
I see. I don't know anything that Steven Seagal says. I just end up with a high kick. Like, he kicks people. That's pretty much.
Yeah.
I'm just fucking not good with the movies and the words.
Seagal's terrible anyways. So.
He's a lawman. You have to respect the lawman.
He's no Jean-Claude Van Damme. That's for damn sure.
In that he films every kick only once instead of four or five times.
That reference is lost on me.
When Jean-Claude Van Damme's in a movie, you often see him kick the person like three times in the head, but it's just one kick they're replaying over and over again.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. You don't do that with Seagal. That's a Van Damme staple and sort of signature mark.
I never focus on those things in Van Damme movies because I'm too attached to the fact that he's got to save his kids before the hockey game ends. That movie was fucking made for you guys. That joke and that movie was made for you guys.
I haven't seen that movie.
Bullshit.
I've seen Street Fighter. Does that count?
That does count, yes. But still, a fucking action movie about a boot hockey. How could you fucking pass that up?
I don't care about hockey.
What?
I'm not the biggest hockey guy either.
I have never had ice skates on my feet, ever, in my entire life.
I believe that.
Yes. So,
to the questions.
I guess we just start asking questions. Yeah. Colin.
All right. So we'll start off with some questions from other people, not asked by me. So Cameron Rice wants to know, if you can relive one day of your life, do you pick a happy day to relive it, or do you go back and change a bad day?
I'll go with happy day.
Yeah, I gotta go with happy day too.
Okay, no, why?
Fuck. I feel like if I relive a sad day and fix it, it will change my entire trajectory after that, and that will cause paradoxes and collapse the time stream. As such, I will live a happy day and try to change things as little as possible.
That's a pretty good answer. Yeah, fuck you. That's it. I would say that I'd go with the more sentimental thing, which is that I could, in my memory, I don't have a very good memory, as I've said before. I would say that most of the time when it comes to days, if I have a good day, it stands out, and I would want to relive that, whereas a bad day, shit happens. And like you said, I mean, that's bad days shape your life more than good days do, I think. So I'm way more apt to leave that shit alone. Because it makes me who I am, I guess. I don't know. That's that.
Fair enough.
What's your answer? What do you got?
I'm going to go fuck with the time stream.
Nice.
I'm gonna pick something bad, and I'm going to change it.
Oh, never mind. I'm not going to say it.
What?
I was going to say, so you'll make sure you never buy those tickets for the trip to Europe?
Pretty much.
Sorry.
What is that about?
That's not a problem. Good. Don't worry.
Okay. All right.
We can talk about that another time, Joey. Yeah.
Okay, we can do that. That's fine. So, what's the next question?
In your notes here, you have Panda?
Yes, that would be Mike.
Okay,
so Mike, we know him as Panda. I think more people would know him as... I don't know if he's known as more as Panda or as Panda
he
or Mike.
He is Rabid Panda on Twitter with two Bs. Yes. That's Bs yes. Like Bob, not two Ps like penis. Follow him, he's awesome.
So yes,
Panda
he is.
Says, the Cosby Show was lauded as opening the door for Black Americans in mainstream popular culture. Later, it was criticized for glossing over the less idyllic life of most Black Americans. What is your favorite type of bagel?
Sesame seed.
Everything.
As the only, oh no, you're in New York, you're close up to New York. You've had a real bagel, so that's okay.
Yeah, he's been to New York, obviously.
No, I was telling you, Joey. I'm not sure Colin's ever had a real bagel.
No, that's not
he's
fucking
possible. He's in Winnipeg. Possible. He's had quote unquote bagels, but he hasn't had like a real New York or Montreal bagel.
So the bagels I buy from the bakery aren't real.
Not the same.
We got to change that.
The fake bagels, I like onion flavored the best.
See, that's just wrong.
Why is that wrong? Onion bagels are fucking awesome.
Poppy and sesame are the only acceptable options.
Bullshit. I'd go so far as to say that even salt is acceptable. Oh, shut your hole. If you had good bagels like I do, you'd eat anything. You wouldn't care.
Are you kidding me? We have the best bagels in the world.
Oh, lick my balls.
In the world.
New York, bitch. New York bagels. Thank you. Next question.
All right, Slermo asks, why is the sky blue, why are boobs good, and how exactly is a rainbow made?
The answer to the first and third are both the same, light refraction, and boobs are good because they jiggle. Actually, technically they're good because they remind us of asses. What? I'm being too logical about these answers.
See, I was going to be too illogical about these answers and say first and third unicorns, and second one being they're multi-purpose. They do more than one thing. And who can? People love Swiss Army knives, and people love boobs. That's how this shit works.
Solid answer.
Thank you, Colin. What do you got there? I feel like I got to keep asking you because I know that you wouldn't. You can. Go right ahead.
I don't think I can top that. I'm just going to agree with your answers.
All right, fair enough. What's next?
Anonymous asks, assuming you had the acting ability, if you could have played any role in any movie, what would it be?
That's actually a pretty good one. I feel like an ass because I put that on the list and I don't know what my answer would be. What do you got, Ryan?
Leonardo DiCaprio in Titanic because I get to have a sex scene with, what's her face? Kate Winslet.
Whoa, hold on. Back that up. You fucking kicked your mic in the face or something.
No, that was the dog licking the mic.
Okay, then leave it in. That's your character.
So yeah, Titanic is Leonardo DiCaprio because I would get to see Kate Winslet naked and have a sex scene with her.
I would say also somebody from Titanic, but somebody that gets a cut of the back end because I'm really not too interested in acting, but I would like the money. So I'm oh, honest, bitches.
I'd get more money than you anyway as Leonardo DiCaprio. Are you kidding?
Then I'd take fucking DiCaprio.
No, whatever. I got DiCaprio. Like, you could be someone in Avatar.
I'll take fucking Kate Winslet then. I don't give a shit.
No!
Whoever gets the cut of the back end.
This is getting too weird.
No, it isn't. This is getting right where it needs to be, all right? This show's called Internet Boyfriends. Suck it up.
Okay, I'm not going to choose Leonardo DiCaprio. I'll say Tyler Durden.
Tyler Durden?
That is
a pretty good.
You want to punch Ed Norton in the face?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Or he wants to love his movies,
but he's an asshole.
Or you could want to fuck Helena Bonham Carter to get up in that fucking Tim Burton Strange.
Not really.
How about, I'm changing my vote because Joe wants to be Kate Winslet now. I'll be Ewan McGregor in Trainspotting.
You can have him. That's fine.
For Kelly MacDonald.
If I could change it to Ewan McGregor in any of the Star Wars prequels so I could open a fucking vein instead of making one of those movies. So
that's after I was in Trainspotting. So that's okay.
Sold. Sorry, Ewan McGregor. Next question.
So let me get this straight. Ryan's going to take over Ewan McGregor and Joey's going to kill him later?
Yes.
All right, then.
Yeah, pretty much. So,
all right.
What's up?
Panda would like to know, if you could play any instrument, What would it be?
Theremin.
Really?
It's weird. I don't know.
You play with your hands. You don't like touch it or anything. Yeah. Yes. It's an electronic device that you wave your hands around, Colin.
Those weird sounds you hear in Portishead songs are usually a theremin.
Okay. Yeah. It's weird and it sounds weird. So I'm going to go with something simple, which is in honor of the late, great Bill Clinton. And I'm going to go with the saxophone.
Fair enough.
I've always wanted to learn how to play the violin.
Really?
Yeah, it's on my to-do list.
Why?
I don't know. It just always has intrigued me, and I probably can't do it because I have no musical talent whatsoever, but I'm going to try it one day.
Sounds fucking awesome, dude. I don't have any musical talents either, so that's why I figure at least saxophone, I know you just blow into it.
I don't think it's that easy, but...
It's not, but...
All you have to do is... If the fucking president can play it on MTV, all you have to do is blow into it and look cool. That's all you have to do.
That's
Colin
what she
picked
said.
Something that... God damn it. But Colin picked it. Yeah, violin's a way better choice. I think. At least you could fucking hit, like, you have to, it seems like you have to, a lot of skill, and it's an expense, at least it's an expensive, like, every time I hear about a violin, they're like, oh my god, it was worth tens of thousands of dollars. It was made 5,000 years ago by Jesus Christ himself.
The older the wood, the longer it lasts or something. I don't know the exact intricacies, but...
Would you go Ashley McIsaac on it, or would you, like, be classical violin?
I'd probably start classical, okay. But...
I'm surprised that you didn't throw in your fucking that which she said after he said the longer, the older the wood, the longer it lasts.
You can only do it every so often. I'm not Steve Carell.
Yeah, all right. Next.
All right. Cameron Rice wants to know, if the unthinkable happens and an alien race comes down and says they will destroy the Earth and all past knowledge, and you can only bring the awareness of one fictional thing with you for future generations, what do you save? Sherlock Holmes, Batman, Jesus, or something else?
I'm going to be unoriginal and go with Sherlock Holmes because he said it, but also because I think that Sherlock Holmes is the basis for a lot of characters, and I would go with that. I think that Sherlock Holmes to me is a big jump in literature, I guess you could say, because to me Sherlock Holmes is procedural essentially House. I mean, House is based off Sherlock Holmes. House and CSI and all these TV shows that we see that are just like the weekly, like case of the week sort of things, whatever, is in my opinion based off Sherlock Holmes. I don't know, Sherlock Holmes seems fucking awesome to me, so I'm gonna go with that. What do you got, Ryan?
I'm tempted to say Jesus because he has some good stuff to say. But there's a shitload of baggage around Jesus. But I feel like in future people would like, if we could, let's stick with the New Testament, scratch the entire Old Testament because it's got a lot of like anti-gay bullshit in there. We'll stick with the New Testament because I do believe it's mostly fictional, and it's got some good lessons. It's got some good things you should follow and believe. As lessons, not as this is what this fake person's actually said. No, this is bullshit. Jesus can go to hell.
I thought you were going to say it has things that you should do, like turning water into wine.
I take it back. Jesus should come back because he made water into wine and created lots of food into nothing. That's something we should know how to do in the future.
So Jesus Christ is my go-to, would be my go-to without Sherlock Holmes. I agree. Cameron fucking nailed that with his
We'll stick
options.
To the New Testament because it gets rid of most of the shitty, homophobic, hating stranger stuff. And it's got most of the good stuff, and it has valuable ideas of technology to turn water into wine and to turn nothing. It will teach us about replicators, because you can turn nothing into food, because you create all that food for no one, and it will teach us how to make use water, which is totally useless, obviously, into wine and other alcohols.
Which is awesome. And also, considering that these aliens will be saving you and me, we have the ability to make Batman, because he's a combination of Jesus and Sherlock Holmes.
Basically, yeah. Right on.
Yep. There you go. Internet boyfriend powers unite. Next question. Oh, sorry. Sorry, Colin.
Unless
Colin,
you have a good answer, Colin.
I've actually already answered this on Formspring before. So I was going to save the Feeny's Poe trilogy, which you guys probably have no idea what it is.
But is that at formspring.me/Senquest?
Yep.
All right. Go see it there.
Okay.
Next question.
All right. Next question is another one by Panda, and I absolutely love this question. You both have a fatal disease, and there are two methods of treatment. Both are 100% successful. One has a side effect causing you to barf marbles once a day for a week. The other will cause you to sweat cheese from your pores for 2 weeks. Which treatment do you choose?
Cheese.
Why?
I love cheese. I'm presuming it's like, I've decided it's blue cheese or something stinky but tasty. I don't think it's like pieces of Kraft Singles or something that are coming out of me.
You would eat something that came out of you?
Sure. It's more useful than playing marbles. I'm fucking 30. I don't play marbles anymore. I never did play marbles.
First off, it's not about playing marbles, it's about barfing up marbles, which is obviously my choice, because then you can dress up as Dr. Zoidberg and go whoop, 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 blah, and barf up marbles everywhere, as Zoidberg does, but I can't imagine that you'd be sitting there with like a pack of Ritz crackers and being like, yep, scooping this shit off of me and putting it on there.
I would absolutely do that, but I would probably go for Premium Plus over Ritz.
Fair enough.
I could be my own wine and cheese party because I have I have that Jesus water to wine technology from the aliens.
I gotta go with Colin. That is freaking disgusting. I know we had an entire episode about poop, and I was never once disgusted by anything we've talked about on this show, or really anything we've talked about in general. But the fact that now I know that you would scrape cheese off of yourself and eat it. That
I'm
has changed the very dynamic.
I make sure I shower regularly, so I would be clean. Would just be pure, clean cheese. He's not saying disgusting toe cheese. He just said cheese. So I've decided it is sterile, non-poisonous cheese that tastes delicious, and I would rather have delicious cheese than useless marbles.
I like the way that we're approaching this, or at least I like the way you're approaching this, where you have a fatal disease and you're choosing what kind of cheese comes out of you as you're cured of it.
Well, I'm going to be cured no matter what, so I don't care what kind of disease it is. And I hate throwing up. Throwing up sucks. Cheese is delicious. Throwing up marbles would be even worse.
You're not throwing up something that's like a horrible... All right. I'm the one out of the two of us that has thrown up a combination of hot sauce and Everclear, so I know what pain means when you're throwing shit up. There is no way that marbles could be as painful as that, and I would assume that they would actually be easier, because in the history of throwing things up, I would say solid food, with the exception of spaghetti, comes up better than liquid.
What if you got a Steely? It's not all the little marbles. So there might be the ones that, I forget what they're called, the Steelys, or the other ones to shoot the marbles themselves. Those are huge. That would be unpleasant.
It would be unpleasant, but that's why I'd be doing this in public.
Cheese is delicious. I want to go out. I want to be, like, walking around scraping cheese off myself. I'd be hanging out at home, watching fucking TV, and then having some cheese.
See, I hang around the house normally. I would leave the house if I could throw up marbles. I would go out and be like, hey, what about this?
Okay, so... We've got another question from Panda.
Wait, Colin. Colin, what you got?
Clearly he's not picking cheese. He thought it was disgusting.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the marbles.
Yeah, in your face, claws. Anyways, next question, Colin.
So Panda would like to know, what's the most godforsaken user interface you've ever been forced to interact with?
Moodle?
I'm surprised that Ryan didn't immediately jump to the obvious answer here. But what'd you say?
There's an obvious answer?
It is an obvious answer.
Then you go first.
I was going to say any website that I've designed would be the most godforsaken.
That's not fair. I've seen much, much worse than your websites. Most restaurant websites I've ever seen are terrible. And sort of something people might have seen, Moodle, which is a...
Oh, you motherfucker!
What? No one's seen your websites! The only ones they might have seen is internetboyfriends.net. No one's seen Impulse 101 aside from me and Mandy and Torunaga. That's it.
Anakin, you're breaking my heart.
Well, I guess Panda probably saw it.
Yeah, Panda saw it.
Anyway, no, I'll stick with Moodle's worse. Lots and lots of people have used it because it's like a e-learning software, but it's fucking terrible.
Now that I think about it, I would go a step farther and say that anything I've designed in Visual Basic probably is worse than any of my websites because... Websites, at least there's a, like, I adhered to general ways of designing things. Like, obviously, text had to go, you know, left to right, reading, and so on and so forth. Whereas Visual Basic, that was my avant-garde period of user interface design. So, Colin?
You figure I'd have an answer for this, considering I read the questions, you know, 12 hours ago. But really, I don't have one. I'm not all that picky, and I don't go to many websites, so,
All right. Yeah.
Fair enough.
All right, so Steffo asks, if you had all the means to survive, where would you rather live, the hottest place on Earth or the coldest place on Earth?
Hottest.
Coldest.
So you're moving to Canada, Joey?
Basically. To me, at least, with the cold, you can always get warm. You have the ability, you have the on your person, you always have the, well, I mean, I guess you don't always, that's why people die of hypothermia, but.
Well, it says you have all the things you need to survive. Which, for me, would include an air conditioner.
Fucking, goddammit. You and your fucking loopholes. See, I'm thinking the idea of, like, you get a coat, and they're just like, good luck, bitch. And they give you a coat, and they're like, well, your ass is dead.
And also, since I have everything I need to survive, I have lots of water and alcohol and other stuff that will make my life much more pleasant while I'm there.
Yeah, well, I have pleasant things, too. No, I'm sticking with my answer. He can fucking suck my balls. I think that being in the cold is not as bad as being, because the hottest place on earth has got to be a motherfucker. Like, that's got to be.
I imagine there's also hotter women at the hottest place on earth than the coldest place on earth.
I don't think there's hot women at either place, for the record, so.
I've been to Cuba. It's pretty fucking hot in Cuba. The ladies are lovely.
No, but it's a warm environment. I'm talking about whatever the transition of 120 Fahrenheit to you guys is to your fucking Celsius bullshit. But
you know, there's gonna be hot women. There's gonna be hot women at both places. You're just gonna see bar in the hot place.
Exactly. Place.
I don't think that either one is populated. Let's put it that way. If there's anywhere,
it doesn't say that. That's your assumption.
The hot? No, that is not an assumption. Hottest place on earth? No motherfucker is living there. If it's not,
it does if there's a bar.
Any place that is the blankest place on earth, unless it's like the happiest place on earth or like the most blowjobbiest place on earth, nobody's fucking living there. There's no like anybody aspiring to live in that place.
The things I need to survive are a television, bar, and some sort of food source. All those things will attract lovely women to it.
I guess. I thought you were going to say happiness and blowjobs are the two things that you needed to live, so.
No.
But whatever. I guess it's way more simple. I was going to go, God damn you. Here, see, I was going to go with, like, just fucking books. I want some books and a heater to be warm with and some food.
I read on the beach. Whenever I go on vacation, I bring a shitload of books down, sit down on the beach reading, drinking rum drinks. It's delicious.
Colin, what is the hottest place on earth?
I have no idea. Someplace
it's
got to
be. I think off the top of my head with my American education that it's somewhere in Arizona.
Okay, it's like a hypothetical hottest place on earth. And in my hypothetical hottest place on earth, it's a beach that's very, very hot and uncomfortably hot. But I have a umbrella of sorts to keep me out of the sun. And I have as many drinks as I want and a little portable air conditioning bubble to keep me cool. That's what I need to survive. Need to survive. As such, we have them all. Therefore, hottest place on earth.
Where does it say hypothetical on that question? It says it nowhere in that question. It is hottest place on earth, coldest place on earth. And clearly, it's either Winnipeg or whatever that fucking canyon is where everything's dead. That's
you with your American-centric view, assuming the hottest and coldest place are both in North America, jackass. For like most of the world, Jesus.
I'm not stupid enough that I know it's not Winnipeg. Educated guess, I would say
maybe
it's South. Fair enough. Colin, what do you got?
I take it back. The hottest place on earth is in Libya. I don't want to be there.
It is in Libya? Really?
Yeah. Death Valley comes in a close second. But the hottest place is El Azizia, Libya, and I don't want to be there.
Yeah, where's your fucking hot women now? They're dead.
There's lots of hot Arabic women.
Mercenaries have murdered them in the street. I'm not saying that they're hot. I'm saying they're dead. There's a difference.
I still might pick that over Antarctica.
Colin, what you got?
Well, as much as I hate the hot, I really do, when it's minus 50 out, you can't do anything outside. If it's plus 50 out, you can take some water and at least cool down a little bit. Spend a little bit of time outside, and you know you're not stuck in a house filled with books and a heater. No, so do I. But I can, you know, have an air conditioner and books.
Okay, fine, fair enough. Jesus,
2-1, you lose. Well, we
know just want to go. You just want to go somewhere warm because you're from Canada.
That's what I'm saying. We know from cold.
That's all it is. Yeah.
All right. So after the Canadians just kind of took over that one. I got this question for Joey specifically. It's from John. How shifty are Canadians?
Quite. After that question, there, John, there's your fucking proof. They're right there. They're looking for loopholes and it's a hypothetical and whatever else. Quite, John. Quite. Next.
Anything to say, Ryan? No.
No, it was for John. No, it was for Joey.
That question is for me. That question is for me and me only. John said it, and as a fellow American, I can respect that.
John knows the truth.
He can shut his mouth, and I'm sure that John asked him a question, too. So.
I mean, John and you shared a room. He knows how unshifty we are.
All right, so I have a question for Ryan from John. How do you find time to consume all the entertainment you do and still be the perfect lover?
Doggy style.
You magnificent son of a bitch.
That's the only one I thought of an actual answer to beforehand.
Oh, God. There's more from John, isn't there? There's two more.
Yes. Why are Canadians taking over my favorite podcast?
I assume you mean this one? I don't know which one he's talking about.
I guess. I don't know.
It's only 50% more Canadians. No, it's 100% more Canadians. But no. It's...
As an American, I have no response to that because I don't understand the concept of math. So there. It's fun. It's nice, John. It's nice to have more Canadians. If you surround yourself with Canadians, usually things become more pleasant because Canadians are usually very pleasant people. Usually.
All right. So wait. Anonymous. What?
No. Wasn't there a question there?
There's another one. There's another one. Yeah. You want me to ask all of John's right away?
Yeah. Sure. What the hell?
All right.
That way, John, I could tell John to go specifically to a part in the book. Because if I've learned anything from my hero, Ryan Kloss, it's that you only listen to podcasts if you're mentioned. And that way you skip right to the part where you're mentioned, and then you just stop listening from then
so
on.
So we should say, and we'll ask another question from John later on in the podcast.
Yeah.
Keep him listening.
Listen more.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm trying to... Fine. Go right ahead. What's next? You're the quiz master. You go right ahead, Colin.
Okay, John asks me... When are you going to realize school is for fools and start a podcast or get on one regularly? Well, I'm working on that.
Are you?
Yes, I am.
Cool. Who are you doing a podcast with?
Chris Rowling and Daniel Emmons, possibly.
Really?
Yeah.
Good guy.
He's a good guy.
You say everybody's a good guy.
I only say people I think are good guys, and I've met Dan in real life, and he's a good guy.
He's from Montana?
No, he's in Wyoming.
Okay.
An undefined monkey that's in Montana.
Sure. He's new, too. He's new to me, at least. I'm sure he's not new to this planet.
I don't even know what his real name is. I've quote-unquote known him for like 10 years.
Oh, that's right. I remember that now. You mentioned that a while ago in one of the Q&As. I think it was in one of the Q&As you mentioned that you've known him and you don't know his real name. Huh. It's all coming together. So that's good. I'm glad to hear that, Colin. I look forward to listening to your podcast, sir. Especially considering those two guys. I know a little bit of Chris, and I just recently got acquainted in some sorts with Dan. So, and then there's you. You really, all I need is you, Colin. So...
They're smarter than me, so I'm sure it'll be
I don't know about them
dragging me along. But
Chris, maybe. I don't know about Dan.
What's the podcast about?
It's in progress. We don't know yet.
Okay.
All right. Next question.
Anyways, next question, yeah.
Anonymous would like to know, what superpowers would you not want to have?
Laser beam eyes. Laser beam eyes or laser beam penis, either one.
Shitting acid? That would be a terrible superpower.
Oh, God. I would be terrible, too. I don't know. See,
are you deciding it has to be an existing superpower?
Well, shooting laser beams out of your penis isn't really an existing superpower, but I'm trying to think of, like, you wouldn't live. You would just die. Like, as a young child, you would just fucking die.
What's a superpower? You think shooting a laser beam out of your penis won't kill you also?
No, you just have to wear the fucking, the quartz.
Ruby quartz jockstrap?
Condom.
Yeah. These superpowers clearly, aside from a couple, most of these superpowers... come complete with immunity to said superpower. Yes, Pyro can set himself on fire and it burns, but the Human Torch, no problems. Unity Untouchable, problem. Other people, no problems.
Okay. See, I don't know. I like the Venture Brothers version of the Human Torch better, where he does feel it. He just sets himself on fire and just in agony. I think a shitting acid would do that, yeah. So, Colin?
I would not want to be able to read people's minds.
I would. Assuming I could turn it off.
I would not have the willpower.
I'd be reading your minds
right now.
Oh, you are.
Well, wouldn't there be a distance? Well, I guess, yeah, I guess maybe there wouldn't be a distance thing. That would be the problem. That's another thing. You'd just be in agony until you learn how to control it. Where you'd be like, God, why are you constantly thinking about penises? Jesus. That is a fact. The majority of people are thinking about penises.
I am right now.
See, there you go. Because straight men think about penises, gay men think about penises, and women think about penises. So,
I'd say
and I would assume dogs think about penises a lot. On that note, what's the next question?
Panda wants to know, Mountain Dew or crab juice?
Ew, crab juice.
Yes. Panda, I don't think Panda knows that the three of us have actually experienced that because we all went together to get Kolkovosh in New York City.
Well, I didn't,
that's right, you were fucking drunk and in Brooklyn at that time. I forgot about that. You should have.
I might have been drunk in the hotel at that point. You guys were up pretty late, weren't you?
Yeah, we were.
By what, 3?
Yeah, I was home by 3.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. We wandered a bit.
Intoxicated too, so I really don't remember.
It was later because I know we tried to go to Times Square to find the Burger Pizza, the Burger King, like Burger Supreme Pizza or something that we wanted to find. Everybody finally decided they wanted to settle on the greatest food ever. And we had that and went back to the hotel around 3, yeah, sure. So,
give or take, yeah.
Yeah, give or take. So, I guess you really don't need to answer that question, do you?
No.
I figured as much. What's next?
Same answer, crab juice.
Yeah.
This is another one from Panda. Actually, the next three are from Panda.
Oh.
If the Internet Boyfriends was a band, what would the name of your first album be?
One?
Really?
It worked for Led Zeppelin.
Considering that we have no musical talent, I think we're going to need all the help we can get, so that is a good answer. But I would go with Coco Puff Needs a Home.
I could be convinced to do that.
I expect that album in 2012.
Oh, Jesus.
Based on the electric space lizard that's going to come back, the Mayan electric space lizard that's going to come back and kill us all, I can guarantee that will come out in December 21st, 2012. So that will be the music you'll listen to as the world ends, as the lizard comes back to reclaim us all. But the story behind that, I know you didn't ask, but I will tell you anyway. The story behind that is my mom, I really want to adopt a rabbit. And my mom knows that, and she gave me the local paper, and she said the local paper has animals to adopt. And they and showing our local paper and like their endless dedication to professionalism, the pet adoption column has the title of Coco Puff Needs a Home. And I have it next to my computer. I'll take a little picture. That'll probably be this week's little picture, is Coco Puff Needs a Home. So,
rabbits
anyways.
Are pretty good pets. I gotta say.
Rabbits are fantastic pets, as we've discussed in the past, because you can name them awesome things like Dr. Lightning or Professor Tuffington. Colin.
All right. Panda would like to know, what obnoxious hobbies or bad habits should he undertake before his girlfriend shows up and lives with him in Austin, before he has to give them up?
I mean, I was going to go with masturbating furiously and often, but I think that might be the obvious answer, so
I'm gonna go with Fantasy Quidditch League.
That's an interesting answer.
Is that legit?
Why?
I have no idea.
It is legit. They actually have like a in
I know they have Central... quote unquote real Quidditch teams, and I think McGill has one, but so you could theoretically set up a Fantasy Quidditch League.
There is actually a yearly Quidditch Cup that is played, I believe, in Central Park.
So ridiculous.
And
as such, I think it'd be a good ridiculous hobby to get into.
I'm just going to go with the obvious thing and eating individually wrapped cheese on your couch in the nude at all times, because I don't think any woman would appreciate that. Maybe
would
they would.
Would he have to cut a hole through the stack of American cheese and stand it on his penis?
Maybe he's
that would help.
Cheese.
God damn it.
Is that a visual you wanted to have? Of Mike Newton,
yes.
with his penis covered in American cheese.
Mike's a good dude, but I don't need that image of any man. Thank you. Colin, what, any answers?
He told me on Twitter the other day that I should be snorting more cocaine, I think. So maybe he should take it up too?
As long as he has the gold chains to back it up, I'd say, yeah, that's a great answer. Because you got to have a hairy chest and gold chains, open shirt, and like the white suit with the pink undershirt. Miami Vice style, if you're doing a lot of blow. That's what I've learned.
From all that time doing blow, or?
I watch a lot of Intervention. I've never seen anyone like that.
That's because they don't have their shit together. They need to think about their lives and think about how they're applying themselves to doing blow, all right? They're not approaching it correctly. And on that note, that is the end of this week's Internet Boyfriends. Check back next week for the second half of the Q&A with Colin. See you next week.